Matter of fact, let me start out. I'll read the verse. I got two verses. Real quick, I want to read, and then we'll be out of here. First, I want to start Matthew 10:39. It says, "He that finds his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake will find it." It's the first scripture I want to know. God's been messing with me a number of things, but two things that just really hit me real quick. Number one, if you find your life, you lose it. But if you lose your life, you find it. Here's how God hit me, and he was dealing with me. And again, he's just talking to me. I'm not trying to tell you what he's telling you. I'm just telling you what he was telling me. And he was saying, "Van, I need for you," this is how he came at me, "I need for you to write your obituary. I need for you to write your eulogy. I need for you to write out how you're going to die and what it's like. I need you to write your obituary." And what he meant by that is that verse, let me explain that verse. Let me back up. It says, if you lose your life, or if you find your life, you'll lose it. If you lose your life, you'll find it. What he means by that is this. You have your own personal life. You can choose to do what you want to do. You can choose to follow God or not. If you choose not to follow God, what happens, what he's trying to say is you lose your life. You'll lose out on life. But if you choose to lose your life, in other words, you say, "God, I got my own way to do things, but I'm going to go your way." And if you choose to go his way, what that means is you lose is your way. In other words, your way dies out. And so it's like an obituary. You kill yourself. You're saying, "Hey, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to give up my way of living, and I choose your way." And he says, if you do that, you'll find life. So it's like writing your own obituary. It's like saying, okay, if I choose you, and I'm going to choose you, I'm going to choose God, I'm going to lose my life. And I've done enough funerals, and one of the things the way I see a funeral is this. It's kind of like time is over. It's like a game, like a football game. Let's use football, for example. In a game, you got a time limit. All right? And once the game is over, life doesn't end. It's just the game is over. When we die, life is not over. It's just that time frame. Our body, physical body on earth, that game is over. But life still is going to go on, whether heaven or hell, still going to go on. But the game time is over. And what you want to do in that frame time, that time that you have, is you want to win. You don't want to lose. If you choose God's way, you will win. If you don't choose God's way, you will lose. And so I've done enough funerals. I'll look at people's lives because I'm doing the eulogy or I'm doing the funeral, and I look at, and you can, by listening and checking things out, you can tell whether that person won in life or lost in life. Here's how you know if you won in life. And this is what God was bringing out to me. He said, if you follow me, you'll do more right than wrong. You won. You'll do more good than bad. You won. Are you following? You'll bless more people than curse people. You won. This is if you follow Jesus. You're writing your own obituary. So when your time comes, if you gave more than you took, you won. Because our whole goal is to beat the devil. We don't want him to win. We're down here. We want to win, and we're up here. Does that make sense? You share more than you are selfish. You win. You help more than you hurt. You win. You love more than you hate. You win. You tell more truth than you tell lies. You win. You're kind more than you're mean. You win. You pray more than you complain. You win. Do you follow me? If I lose my life, in other words, I say, God, there's a way Van I'll use me as an example. Van wanted to be rich and famous and have a lot of money and have a lot of women and have a lot of cars and just have a lot of houses and everybody loved me, da-da-da-da-da, and I didn't want to have nothing to do with God. I did not want to go that way. God said, if you choose my life, if you die to that, let that go, and you choose me, I'm going to give you this. So when your time comes, when I die, there will be more love than there will be hate. You follow me? There will be more good done than there will be bad. I win. I want to win. Does that make sense? That's what God was messing with me about this past week. Van, die. Give up your life. Go my way. And it's a constant. I mean, it's like every month, every week, every year. Van, give up your way. Because I'll come up with a plan. I'm like, this is what I want to do. And I'm going to do this. And God's like, well, okay, Van, I got some ideas. I know y'all not like that, but I struggle. And so God had to, he's been working on me. He's been working on me. That's one. Two. Verse 7. I'm just going to read one verse. It says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Y'all know who they're talking about, right? Y'all know who? Okay, talking about Jesus. Okay, we just got through Thanksgiving. What's coming?
Christmas.
Yes, so what that mean? Yes, presents, gift, big, a whole lot. Like the whole house filled with gifts. Everybody, I mean, that's what you're thinking. That's how I'm thinking. You get gifts. But let me ask you something. Whose birthday is it? Jesus' birthday. That's the day he was born. Now, let me ask you something. If it's my birthday, are you supposed to get gifts? It's my birthday. If it was my birthday, just say I was Jesus. And it's my birthday. December 25th coming. I'm Jesus. It's my birthday. And you looking for gifts. Why are you getting a gift and I ain't getting a gift? You ever thought about that? Okay. Christmas coming. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm the first thing. Christmas coming. My wife gonna buy me something. All right. Because it's Christmas time. You know, I call Daddy, hey, Daddy, how you doing? Did you forget? I'm over 50, but did you forget? I want a gift. At Christmas time, we look for gifts, but it ain't our birthday. Whose birthday?
Jesus.
Don't it seem like he ought to get a gift? And so this is what the Lord hit me with, because I was thinking this past week, I was like, I mean, I'll just be honest. I'll just tell you how I did it. I was kind of like, Lord, I got some gifts I want. And I just say, you ain't got nothing to lose, so you just ask. So, Lord, this is what I want, and I would like to, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I could use $1 million, and I could use, you know, a couple of nice vehicles, and I would like to have a house in the mountains. And I you ain't got nothing to lose. So what I did, just never know what might trip and fall and bam, you know. And so I was like, I just thought that, and God hit me, and he just hit me and said, Van, it's my birthday. And I'm like, oh. He said, I want something. I mean, that's how he hit me. He just said, Grant, he said, I want something. What you gonna give me? And he said, I don't want stuff, because I got stuff. He said, Van, I want you. I want something that you can give me. I said, ooh, okay. And then he said, I already know what I want. And he said, there's three things I want. And you can give me one of them, or you can give me two of them, or you can give me all three of them. And I said, okay. And he made it simple. He made it, because he know I'm kind of slow. So he made it very simple. He said A, B, and C. He made it simple. He said, you got three things to give me that you can give me. And he said, listen, and I want you to give me, and here's how he's broken down to me. He said, I want you to give me the best that you can give me. You know how sometimes you'll see somebody and you, like, somebody, you'll give somebody or something on their birthday, or you'll see somebody get something on their birthday and they spend $100 and they really like it. But you don't have $100. You only got $25 or $50. And so you say, well, I'm not going to buy them nothing because I don't have $100. Well, God's saying, hey, don't wait till you get your $100 or something. Do what you can do with what you have. Give me what you got. Give me the best that you got, but give me what you got. If you only got $50, buy a $50 gift. If you only got $20, buy a $20 gift. Just use what you got. He said, Van, just do your best. Then he said, Van, when you give me the gift, don't take it back. You know, some people, they want to, you know, they want to take it back. Don't, you know, they give something, then they want to take it back. Don't take it back. I said, okay. A, B, C. God said three things. First thing, he said, Van, I want you, if you're willing to give, I want you to give me your attitude. A, attitude. You ever heard that phrase, an attitude of gratitude? I want you to give me your attitude, your outlook on life, your viewpoint on life. We don't get to choose many things, but you get to choose your attitude. If you think about it, you don't get to choose a lot of things. You don't get to choose your color, your weight, your height, I mean, who your parents are. You don't get to choose a lot of things. And even if you think you get to choose, like some of you say, well, I chose my clothes. I chose the color. I chose brown. Well, if that store didn't make brown, you couldn't have chose that. It's dependent on what's going on around you. But you get to choose your attitude. And God said, Van, I want you to give me your attitude. Y'all remember about the cup? How do you see the cup? If the cup is empty, Van, I want you to get a good attitude. Because a lot of people, when the cup is empty, that means you're poor, you ain't got nothing. You cry, you complain. I never had nothing. I ain't got nothing. I'm going to die with nothing. And you got that kind of attitude. You just got a piss poor attitude because you ain't got nothing. And so you just, And it's negative and it's not positive. Or you can choose, you know what? I ain't got nothing. I'm at the bottom. I can't go nowhere but. It can only get better. And so, Lord, I'm going to give you my cup, whether it's empty. See, because if you give it to the Lord, he'll say, hey, look up to me. If it's half full, a lot of times when you got a half full cup and we're holding, we're more caught up in what we don't have than what we do have. I know y'all don't do that, but I do. I get caught. Man, I wish I had that, and I wish I had that, and I wish I had that. And I wish I had that, and I wish I had that. And you're always caught up in what, and then you never look at, oh, thank you for what. And thank you for this. And you're always saying I'm half empty instead of saying I'm half. But if you give him the cup, Father, you can have my cup. And if it's half full, I'm thanking you for what you gave me. I'm thankful. I got an attitude of gratitude, whether it's empty, whether it's half full. What if it's full? There's some of you in here, hey, it's full. You got it. You're okay. You're blessed. You know it. You're doing all right. You're hanging in there. You got it. You got it going on. And you can get like that. You get, and if we hold the cup, what can happen when we're full, we can say, I'm full. I got everything. I ain't doing nothing for nobody else. I'm just taking care of me, my and I. And it's all about me. And so you're content with where you are. But if you give it to the Lord will say, hey, you might be full up to here, but I'm gonna make you overflowing. And when you're overflowing, you're constantly giving. You're constantly giving. It's overflowing. It doesn't stop. You're always putting out more and more and more because you're overflowing. There's an attitude. There's a viewpoint. So God said, Van, as much as you can, I want your cup. Will you give me your attitude? Number two, got to calculate. Calculate. B is for behavior. A is for attitude. B is for behavior. Van, will you give me your behavior? The fruits of the Spirit describe who we are supposed to be, what kind of Christian we're supposed to be. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. That's your behavior. That's who you're supposed to be. If we hold the calculator, what comes out of us is division and subtraction. Because I got to be patient with you, but I got to be patient with you. So, I'll divide, you know, I'll give you a little bit of patience and I'll give you a little patience. Oh, you done made me mad. I'm going to take some of my patience away from you. Oh, you done made me mad. I'm going to take some of my patience away from you. Oh, and so we do it. All right, I'm going to be kind. All right, I'm going to be kind. Oh, you done made me mad. I'm going to subtract that. And all right, and we kind of, and you'll find out when we're in control of our calculator, we tend to subtract and divide from people. And so you'll find out you got less patience and less kindness and less self-control. You're getting angry all the time and losing it than ever before. And that's because Van, God was saying, you hold the calculator. You haven't given me your behavior. You're holding it. And what's going to happen, you're going to divide and you're going to subtract. But then he was saying, he said, Van, but if you give this to me, if you make it my gift, you give it to me, I know how to multiply and add. And I'll add on more patience. I'll multiply your patience. I'll add on more kindness. And I'll multiply your kindness. I know how to do it. And I'll take you through areas and through things and through trials and through tests. And you'll come out and you'll be like, God, I got a lot of patience. God, I got a lot of kindness. God, I'm not ugly and nasty anymore. God, I don't lose it like I used to. Because I gave it to you. So he said, Van, I want your attitude as much as you'll give me. I want your behavior as much as you give me. It's my gift. Last thing, he says, it's kind of like an exchange. See the ring on my finger? C is commitment. When you get married, you make a commitment. She puts a ring on your finger and you put a ring on her finger. Commitment. I ain't going nowhere. I'm committed. Do you know what the ring is for? The ring ain't for the good times. If you get married and everything is good, no big deal. You don't need a ring. Commitment is easy. It's when it's bad. It's when it's hard. It's when it's tough. It's when it's cold, when people do you wrong, when you're hurt, when you're cut. That's why you need the ring, the commitment. God said, Van, will you keep this ring? Will you give me this ring? When you make a commitment, will you give it to me? Will you say, okay, you make a commitment with your mouth, hey, I'm with you, God, no matter what I go through, no matter what happens. If you put me in prison, like you did Paul and Peter, I still serve you. If you put me through a divorce, you put me through a death, you put me through any kind of issue, you take stuff from me, I'm still with you. I got my ring. And I made a commitment to you. I committed to you. I said, okay, God, in sickness and in health, adversity and prosperity, I'm with you. Doesn't matter. I ain't going nowhere. Jesus, that's how Jesus was talking. He said, Van, if you give me a gift, I will bless you. Give me a gift. You want something, but I want something too. Does that make sense? A little bit of sense? A, it's real simple. A, attitude. B, behavior. C, commitment. You can give one. You can give two. You can give them all three. Don't take them back. Give the best you got. And God said, I will receive that. And I will be blessed. That would be a way to bless him. So, in my mind, my thought, that's how he was messing with me. And I said, Lord, okay. Me, personally, I'm going to give all three. I said, I might as well go for broke. I'm going to give all three. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, if I give three, he'll give me 10. I don't know. But I want to bless him. He's been good to me. He's been giving me gifts on his birthday for many years. I think I can give him a little bit. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Help us to give us ability to give you, Father, gifts and to serve you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being a good God to us. Father, I pray for each person here. Bless them today. Bless those that are not here. Be with them. Protect them. Watch over them. Give them grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all have a great Sunday. Carlene.